often I come home, kids want to play and something. You feel bad because you're tired. Even just getting down on the floor and playing with them is taking energy, or they want to go run around outside or go to the park. It's exhausting. That was a major factor in my choice. I wanted to be healthier for them and then also set a better example for them so they know. They might not realize it at their ages, but they can see what just making good choices can do for you. Hey everyone, I'm George Ellsworth, Fitbod user, and this is Built by Fitbod.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show. We've got another community spotlight for you, and I'm so excited to welcome George Ellsworth to the show. George, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you on the show.
Hey everybody.
And of course, we've got Jonica and Gio as usual. Good to see you guys.
Looking forward to today's conversation with you, George. We're excited to hear a little bit about your journey and what's brought you here with us today.
George, we're in the Facebook community. Mm-hmm. And you post quite a bit. I love your updates. Crushing it as usual. Why don't you introduce yourself to the audience and let folks know a little bit about yourself. Like, what brought you to the Fitbod community?
I've been using Fitbod for about 13 months now. Last year, felt a little sluggish, tired, had a nice pot belly going on. Decided, hey, time to make a little bit of a change and looking for ways to help me work out instead of, I know if I'm trying to use pen and paper, I'm going to lose pen or a piece of paper. It's just going to be discouraging. So I've looked around the internet for apps. I saw several things and I thought I was downloading one that I saw, but it turns out it wasn't. But I'm happy with the happy accident of finding Fitbod.
So you found us by mistake. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's
great. I want to dig a little deeper into what you were experiencing. First of all, do you have any experience working out prior to coming to Fitbod?
I was in the Army for a little bit and we did PT every day that we worked, but it wasn't anything structured. It was pretty much the same things. You did some push-ups, you did some sit-ups, you went and ran, some variation of those. There wasn't anything engaged for muscle building or building strength. That was about it. And everything else was just figuring it out on my own before that. Didn't really know what to do too much. But
what were some of the criteria that you were looking for? You said you went looking and there were lots of things out there. What were some of the things that kind of narrowed you in and brought you to the decision that you made? What were you looking for?
Really just something that told me what to do, when to do, how much to do, not having been in the gym, stepping foot in the gym for over 10 years, coming back. It's like going to class again for the first time for anybody that's not been in school for a while and then goes back. It's, you got to have some help getting back into the rhythm of it. And once you get into the rhythm, you can just ride the wave and take over and do what you want to do sometimes. But first you need that initial help just to know what you need to do.
What's been the most foundational change for you? I know you've recomposed your body. It looks like you're crushing it in terms of gaining muscle and losing fat. But what's been the most foundational change for you?
Well, physically, my shirts, they fit a lot better. I've went down a shirt size. Something that you don't see is you just feel better, more confidence, happier. I'm on my feet all day at work. The only time I get to sit down is at lunch or break. And after 8-9 hour day over a year ago, tired, exhausted. Now you're tired, but you still have energy. It's a different kind of tired. You're just tired from working, not being physically exhausted or exerting yourself all day.
I feel like we might be getting a little ahead of ourselves here and expecting that people have followed your journey from the beginning. So maybe take us back to the beginning of your journey. Do you have some of the statistics of maybe where you were at? Tell our listeners how tall you are, what you weighed, and compare that to now, where things are at now, just so that people have an idea of the journey that you've taken.
I'm 6 foot tall. I'm not sure what that is in for centimeters for our Canadian fellow.
6 feet is good.
At the time, I weighed about 240 pounds. Didn't feel like I had a lot of muscle. I stopped wearing jeans because I didn't want to have to buy new jeans, keep buying jeans that were sizing up or getting belts. Over the course of, about first 6 months, I lost about 40 pounds. And then that was really quick shedding, the weight off. And then the last, about until August of 2023, I lost the last 10, got to 190. And then since October, I've been trying to bulk up a little bit, add some more muscle instead of just losing weight. So right now, I'm about 200 pounds.
That's incredible. So maybe explain to our listeners, has anything changed with your diet in that time period? You must have been changing what you've been eating as well and fueling with.
Before I started working out and everything, I would go on my way home. I've got a 40-minute commute. Coming home, I would often stop and get some fast food, go grab some Taco Bell or some Burger King or McDonald's on the way home. And then you come home, you'd have a snack with the kids and then eat dinner. I was eating a lot, drinking a lot of soda too, a lot of energy drinks, and really just started paying attention to what I was eating, cutting out fast food, soda, energy drinks, went to a lot of water, slowly transitioning my diet into some healthier choices now. Like, I'll still enjoy like a snack or a piece of cake or pie every now and then, but not every day anymore.
George, what made you break in the sense? What made you decide enough is enough? I need to make a change.
Often I come home, kids want to play and something. You feel bad because you're tired. Even just getting down on the floor and playing with them is taking energy, or they want to go run around outside or go to the park. It's exhausting. That was a major factor in my choice. I wanted to be healthier for them and then also set a better example for them so they know. They might not realize it at their ages, but they can see what like just making good choices can do for you.
I love that. Inspiration for your kids. It's a great reason. When you come back to the gym and you start using the app, I don't know about you, but I experienced a little bit of intimidation. Like, I wasn't in great shape. I didn't really know my way around the gym. It really helped me to have an app that's guiding me. It's telling me what to do. How did you feel when you stepped back in the gym like that? Did you experience that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I avoided the barbell for first two and a half months. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I stuck to a lot of the machines that would give me and the dumbbells. But then after a while, it did give me some confidence. You go and hit that bench or you start doing squats, some of the bigger, more complex movement. But there was definitely a huge intimidation factor walking in, especially since you're like, oh, it gives you an exercise and you're like, I don't know how to do this. One of the great things about FitBod was, you know, you can see the video. You can go and see this is supposed to see what my form looks like. And it's nice. That part's really good.
I love that. I can always rely on the app to tell me what the right form looks like. But I got a gym bro out a little bit. I see you throwing some pretty heavy weights around. I see you doing a lot of those compound movements. And that for me really changed the game. Like when I started to do the compound movements and the deadlifts, the squats, I started to see improvements in my bench. Tell me where you're at in terms of the weights you're pushing today.
Deadlifts, Matt, I haven't maxed it out in a long time. Because last time I did, I hurt myself. But I like was at 370, and that was back in February, March. And so like I haven't tried to go near there in a while. Bench, I hit 225 in August.
Two plates.
Yep. And then squat-tober, we just did that a little while ago, and I was able to get to 325. So that was really nice.
Outstanding. That's great. They're really impressive numbers. And it's not always about the big weights. It's about doing them with the right form and making constant improvements, increasing the amount of weight over time. So have you followed any particular program within FitBod? What's your split look like?
Generally, it's PPL. I do a push-pull lower. This morning, I had a good full day, but that's generally what I go with.
And how many days a week do you work out?
Generally, 5 to 6. Sometimes the last couple of months, I've been doing 5 and then doing some running, jogging on a Saturday and Sunday.
Good for you, George. That's awesome. So I just wanted to make a comment on the fact that, you know, as you were talking about, you know, moving from machines to doing a little bit more of that, those compound lifts. I've had conversations with people asking about that because I think sometimes there's a misconception that we're going to hurt ourselves if we're trying to deadlift or if we're trying to squat. And so I actually just had a conversation this week with a guy at the gym who was asking me what my thoughts were on deadlifting. And he was asking me, do you think it's safe? Should I be deadlifting? And I said, my personal opinion on it is that there definitely is a need for you to have the ability to go through that movement pattern. That is essential. So do you need to test your one rep max on a regular basis? Probably not. Do we need to be able to go through that movement pattern efficiently, loaded with a good amount of weight? Yeah, I think that is beneficial to us. So as you were talking about the fact that you haven't really been pushing those, I mean, those are big numbers that you're talking about and that you've backed away from that. I don't think that's always necessarily the goal for everybody as we age. We're not all looking to be power lifters, but to be efficiently able to back squat a good amount of weight or to deadlift or to bench, those are really important skills, I think, for us in order to be able to functionally tackle the things of everyday life. And so it sounds like you're doing just that. You're working heavy, but it also sounds like you're being smart, which I think is a process. Do you feel like that's like wisdom that we gain as we lift? We all learn maybe to have a little bit more of that, listen to our body and keep things in check as opposed to just going for those pure high numbers. Do you feel like that's your path as well?
Yeah. And a lot of it's also just knowing your body, what you're capable of, and knowing when something doesn't feel right. Back in February or March when I did hurt myself, it was like, I felt it. And it's like, oh, but I should keep going. And then guess what? I hurt myself instead of being stopping and like, wow.
You started tracking your nutrition or at least making better choices. And obviously you got in the gym. For you, which one is the more natural? What comes easier? The fitness or the nutrition?
Oh, fitness for sure is easier. That's at least fun. I love to eat. You give me some good bread, some good cheese, I will just eat it all, like pasta. But going to the gym, it's fun. You get to throw around some weight, listen to some music, do your thing, and it's easy. The nutrition's the hard part. It is, because you have to be very disciplined with either what you want to do. If you want to lose weight, gain weight, you have to be very disciplined and focused about it.
What is your goal? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to gain weight? What are you trying to accomplish?
Right now, I'm just trying to gain a little bit of weight. I'm not trying to ever have six-pack abs. I just want to be comfortable, want to be healthy, want to have fun. Mm-hmm.
What's been the response from the people closest to you? Have they noticed?
Yeah, it took a while, took a couple months for people to notice changes. But then when they did, it was very positive. Some people, parents noticed. I don't know if my kids noticed because they never said anything, but some coworkers have said stuff. It's been pretty positive. Nobody's questioned or anything, you know, tried to be negative about it, which is great.
I think that's a great motivator.
Sticking with the nutrition, what's your go-to meal?
This week's going to be different because I haven't had time today, but like the past several weeks, I've been meal prepping a little bit for lunch, and I slow cook some chicken in a crock pot with some salsa, some low-fat cream cheese, peppers, everything. And then like a chicken breast with some rice and beans or rice and broccoli, big thick meal during lunch at work.
That sounds pretty yummy to me. It doesn't sound like that would be too hard to to survive on.
No, and it's really easy.
Do you do any sort of tracking with what you're eating? Are you consciously searching for protein? Do you track calories?
I just try to make sure I hit my protein intake. Mm-hmm. Since I'm trying to consciously put on a little bit of weight, just track calories. After a while, got a pretty good idea. But now I'm into the habit of entering and tracking all that information, so I still try to do it. Seems like a good habit so far to start.
Do you use something to track?
Yeah, I use the MyFitnessPal app. I'm not very exact. I don't weigh out any of my food. I don't search for things. Like if I have a pot pie or something, I'll just search for a pot pie. I'm like, all right, this looks about a serving size to me. We're going to go with that. It's worked for me, so not too concerned.
If it's working, that's what I tell my clients. I don't think tracking is meant to be a lifelong endeavor. Personally, it's mind-numbing to pull out a measuring cup every time I'm wanting to eat something. But I think it's the educating of ourselves and being able to look at something. And honestly, your body is what's going to tell you if it's working or not. If you are gaining weight when you want to be losing weight, your serving sizes are probably a little bit too big and your calories are probably a little bit too high, and vice versa. So I think the proof is in the pudding, or the proof is in what it is that you're doing that's getting you closer or further away from your goals. So it sounds like you have a really good balanced approach to being able, and it's hard with kids, right? It's hard to be completely focused on measuring out every little gram of food that you're eating when you're with your kids and you're feeding them and you're eating out when they're eating out. So it sounds like you found a really good way to strike that balance. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
I've been following you on the Facebook group. And for listeners, if you're listening to the podcast, you're probably a FitBod user, but you can get to it from the app as well. There's a Facebook group dedicated to the FitBod app, and it's a vibrant community. I think there's something like 21,000 members in that group at any given time. And there's a lot of people posting. You're one of them. And I've been following along. You post pretty regularly, and I love it. And you've plugged in. And there's this core group of people. I'm going to give some shout outs. Chris Finch, gotta love you, brother. Lee O, and you've connected with those folks too. You've formed some bonds there. You post quite a bit. How does that work for you? Is that something that keeps you motivated? Do you feel that sense of community in there?
Yeah, I mean, it does help motivate you. You see people posting regularly. It shows that they're going in and putting in the work, and it's okay, well, I need to as well. And also, it's just kind of a great way to make friends in like the fitness community. I'm going to the gym super early in the morning, and generally there's nobody there, one, two people there. We're talking in like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like people aren't really apt to talk to each other that time of the day, but it's nice to see other people have conversations with other people about like exercises or, you know, technique or, you know, just tips or tricks that they have found, and it's great.
Is that what time you're heading to the gym, George? Let's be honest here. What's going on? You're at the gym?
I wake up at 2:30 in the morning. I'm usually at the gym by like 3:15. I'll work out until about 4:35, and then I'll head to work.
Good on you. Wow. I'll tell you what, like I hear from people that they say things like, I don't have time. That doesn't compute for me.
The way I see it is we all have the same 24 hours in the day. It's just, it's going to be a matter of what you prioritize. And I know if I want to spend time with my family after work, so that's not an option. So I had to find the time that was going to work.
That's amazing. So what time are you heading to bed at night? What time is your day ending if you're starting at 2:30 in the morning?
Generally around like 7:30. Once I get the kids to bed, and I'm lucky enough, they're still young enough to have an early bedtime that I can go to bed right after I get them in bed.
Now, that's awesome because I have a long streak of working out, but I have to be honest, if I had to get up, get in a car, go to a gym, I don't know if I'd have my streak. So kudos to you. And for all those listening, if you want to do it, you'll get it done. Listen to George's testimony here. He's waking up early because he has a plan and he's doing it. Mm-hmm. So George, kudos to you. Congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Speaking of streaks there, Gio, do you have a streak going in the app, George? Do you care about that stuff? Do you follow? Do you have a streak? How long is it?
I do have a streak. Let's see. I'm at 450 workouts now in 47 weeks.
Good for you. Congrats.
I got COVID last year at Christmas and that kind of broke the streak that I was on.
It's amazing how that little bit can motivate us, isn't it? That little number, that like reaching those milestones with the number of workouts logged. Like, we are such funny creatures, aren't we? But we all kind of glom onto those things. It's like it turns to 500 or to 1,000. And there's something about it that just feels like a pat on the back. So I think we all love to watch those streaks and those numbers grow. So congrats on those. Those are awesome.
Speaking of big numbers, Gio, what are you at? Like 3,002?
3,509.
Ooh.
Workouts?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. 2,645 for me. 2,645.
George, as a man with a beard myself, I admire your beard, although I don't think mine will ever grow out that long. Is there a reason for that? It's just aesthetics?
After being in the Army for about 8 years, I got tired of shaving. Once I got out, I've not been clean shaven since then. So I'm not going to do it anymore.
Rebelling against the Army. Okay, that's a good one.
I want to get a little sentimental here with you, and I want to know, what are the traits that you possess and are displaying right now that you hope that your children will look to and will learn from you?
Really, discipline, hopefully. It doesn't have to be in fitness or anything. Things are going to get hard in life, and that doesn't mean give up or take the easy route because do the wrong thing because it's easy. You got to sometimes put in the hard work, and you might not see results for a long time, but once you put in that hard work, it'll eventually show.
So what advice would you give to people who are just starting out on the journey and are maybe finding excuses or struggling to see progress? Or what would you tell them?
You got to give it time. You got to show up and you got to give it time. I didn't get to 240 pounds in a couple of weeks. And so it's going to take more than just a couple of weeks for that to come off, especially if you're overweight. You didn't get that way overnight. And losing it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time and hard work.
So imagine you have a stage with 100,000 people. You can only say a few things. Your kids are going to hear this. What would you say?
There's a certain freedom and discipline. It's okay to go out, drink, have a little bit of fun. But for the people that maybe indulge, and that can be they're indulging in your eating, drinking, or whatever it is, you're not going to feel great the next day. But if you can be disciplined enough and go out and say, I'm going to have a beer with my dinner, you go out, have a nice steak, have a beer with it, or a glass of wine, or whatever you do, you wake up the next morning, you're still going to feel good. You're not going to be worried about loud noises or having a headache. You're going to be able to get up, go do what you want. And that discipline just transfers all over life. The more disciplined you are, the more freedom you have in life. If you're disciplined with saving your money, you don't have to worry about like those unforeseen things. And then you can go and take a nice vacation. It's in every aspect of your life.
I think those are such important ties to put together for people to recognize when we make this choice, we feel this way or our body responds this way. And putting those two things together and having that recognition of the choices that we make the night before are going to affect us at some point down the line. So who would you say is your biggest supporter in this journey that you've been on?
Really, my parents. My kids have got to be at school at 7:30. I have to be at work at 6. They've helped a lot along the way, letting me be able to go to the gym. They'll take them to school for me, so I don't have to worry about that. And if I want to go for a run on the weekend, I can just be like, I'm going to go for one run and watch these two for a couple hours. And they've been really supportive and a big help.
Big thank you to mom and dad, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Huge.
That's wonderful. So George, we have something really fun that we like to do with some of our guests, and it's called our rapid fire segment. So Michael is going to ask you a bunch of questions. There's just two answers to choose from, and we just want to see where your instincts go with it. Don't overthink it too much. Just give us your knee-jerk reaction.
All right. You ready, George?
I'm ready.
So gym music, rock or hip hop?
Rock.
Okay. Squats or deadlifts?
Deadlifts.
CrossFit or traditional gym?
Traditional.
High intensity interval training or steady state cardio?
Neither, but steady Neither. State.
Okay. All right. Bodybuilding or powerlifting?
Powerlifting.
Pre-workout supplements, yes or no?
Yes.
Dumbbells or kettlebells?
Dumbbells.
Personal trainer or solo?
Oh, solo.
Barbells or dumbbells?
Barbells.
Yoga or Pilates?
I would go with yoga.
And then last one is cardio or weights?
Oh, weights.
Ding, ding, ding. You passed.
Thanks for playing along.
Oh, you're welcome.
Awesome.
Thank you for sitting down with us and sharing your story. It's really nice to put your voice to all of the posts that we see in the community, and we love how much you participate there and you share. So please continue to do so. And I know that our community is going to enjoy hearing from you. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks to our listeners. Check out the show notes at fitbod.me/podcast for all the details from this episode. Download the Fitbod app from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Use the promo code BUILT for a 14-day free trial. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a comment and a rating on your favorite podcast network. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.